Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that
song. Great song still, and glad to know it. We have a brand new guest joining us, and very glad to have her on, and we're going to be finding all about Shannon Marie Hipson, and she is a mindfulness coach, life coach, and so much more, and Shannon is joining us from Nova Scotia, up there in Canada, where, if I'm correct, which I believe I am, we were talking about this yesterday, about having a new guest on that is on the time zone that is 1 hour ahead of Eastern time. Atlantic time, I think, is what they call it. And most people here in the States always think, well, the furthest time ahead is Eastern time, right? You know, on the Eastern side, which is not me. I'm in the Central. But for a lot of our friends in New York and Virginia and all that, but there is a time that is even ahead of that. So right now, I believe it is 7:35 p.m. So Think of that. So that's a real mind twist. And so I love time zones and time differences, because yesterday we had a guest on from Australia, which was the next day already. And it's amazing because you talk to these people in real time, but even though they're in the next day. And so our guest is, the current time, as I said, is 7:35. But then if you think of my friend, co-host of the LA show, Jennifer Taylor in Hawaii, it's 1:30. So one guest and friend is 1:30, and then another guest is 7:30. And I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess it's because I live in Oklahoma. So that's a real mind twist. Try to get that down. All right. So we're going to, and if you want to find out more about our guest, Shannon, all of her contact information is listed right here on the show page. Okay. Website, email address, Facebook, business Facebook page, all those ways of contacting Shannon. Let her know you listen to her on Journey into the Light. And so let's go here and let's bring in Shannon to the show. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
That's great having you here. Was I correct on the times?
You are absolutely correct. And it's so funny you were bringing that up, because everybody I talk to, if I don't say Eastern Standard Time, they have no clue what Atlantic time is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know when we first started talking, you said, but I am like 3 hours ahead of you. And they're like, no, you're Eastern. Then. What are you talking about? Were you out in the ocean or something? I was thinking, because I actually had a guest on from your area, but many, many years ago, up there where you're at. So, but yeah. Great air, beautiful area, and great people. So, really
Absolutely.
Sweet people like yourself. So, glad to have you on. So, so Shannon, first time on Journey into the Light. So, if you would take some time, let the listeners know about yourself, how you got started doing what you're doing now, and kind of what you're offering now. What you know, people will find at your website.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was really only a few years ago that I kind of was in a rut, you know, one of those life ruts where you don't know where you're going in life. You just feel stuck and your life is kind of stale and you're wishing to have, you know, some additional things in your life and, you know, bring more abundance and more spirituality. So I was growing in that area, and it was a good friend of mine who said, Shannon, you should go to this spiritual life coach, my friend. And I said, you know what? What do I really have to lose here? So I had gone through a life coaching for probably 6 months with the spiritual life coach. First life coach I ever went to. I had no clue what a life coach did. And during that process, I was able to bring up a lot of things from my past that I hadn't healed from. Not a lot of people know, but when I was young, I had a lot of various life struggles. I grew up in an alcoholic home, and later in my younger 20s, I had started abusing alcohol and drugs myself. From there, I went on to be in a 5-year long-term physically, mentally abusive relationship, and I had been numbing the pain for so many years that I didn't even know I had pain. I had shoved it down deep inside. And I think that because I hadn't dealt with any of those issues, that my life had brought me to a halt once I had sobered up and realized, hey, now I'm dealing with the real me. This is, you know, who are you, Shanna Marie? Like, who are you really? And so when I had gone to the life coach, it was at that point in time where I realized that I had to deal with all the past issues and really heal from that and learn to love myself. I had always thought I loved myself, but the thing was that I had just been completely strung out on alcohol and drugs that I didn't even know who I was. So how could I love the person, you know, that I didn't even know who I was? So through that process, I was able to really discuss with her and dive into why don't I love myself? How do I love myself? And so from that experience, that really showed me that, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I need to be doing. It was sort of that light bulb moment, you know, that springs about that says, pay attention here, really pay attention. And so because all of everything that I've gone through, I feel like those were gifts that were really given to me so that I could become the person that I am today and to help others. And so because I overcame those challenges and because I was able to heal from my past endeavors and really, you know, genuinely open up to more love in my life and more abundance, it was through that process that I realized that I genuinely care to help women do the same. Women that really struggle with self-worth issues, women that listen to their inner critic and their negative thoughts every day that tell them, I'm not good enough, because that's exactly the thoughts that I had once had, is that I'm not good enough. Who am I? You know, I'm nobody special, right? So through that process, I decided, and it's been about 2 years now that I've dedicated myself to working with women because I really want to help them heal from any past adversities or heal from the life struggles that are facing them now, especially with self-worth and self-love. So yeah, that's how I got started with all of that.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a great, I mean, you really overcome so many challenges and now out helping others. And yeah, I mean, I can so relate to you about the father being an alcoholic. Mine was also, and that is really, and then, you know, it's so easy to pick that up, you know, as when you become an adult. Because it's a lot of times it's in the genes, and my brother did, and luckily I didn't, but many family members. But yeah, it's something to overcome and to use that as something to help you and as a you know, as a challenge and show the out of, you know, I always say out of bad always comes good, you know. Out of my parents died very young. My dad died after all of that. Luckily, he got clean pretty much the last year, so I have some good memories to remember. But he died at when I was just 13, and then my mom died at 16. So, but out of that bad came journey into the light, because without that, I wouldn't be seeking to look on the other side and things like that. So,
yes, exactly. I mean, without struggle, then how would we grow? You know, how would we learn and how would we expand? It is through the greatest of struggles that we learn so much and that we have our greatest growth, you know, and I really do believe that.
Right, exactly. Definitely. And, you know, people wonder, you know, I've had people ask me on this show, you know, does God even care? Does God even know what I'm going through? But if you really, and those are very valid questions when you go through things like that. But when you look at God's love, what is God's love? And you look at, for me, you look at when people have near-death experiences, and you look at what they experience and how the light, which is God's light, and what did they experience in that light, and was just pure unbelievable love, more than they've ever experienced here. So that tells you God's love, and God wouldn't want anything, you know, bad. It's all for our greater soul growth, I believe.
Absolutely. And honestly, I believe that we signed up to be here, you know, prior to coming into this life, and we signed up to go through certain things. And of course, we don't remember any of this. So, you know, it's definitely a struggle to go through that. And sometimes we don't realize how important these struggles are. You know, obviously, we're not feeling good in the moment when they happen, but there's just so much that comes from it for our spiritual enlightenment, to be able to open our hearts and have powerful shifts in our life. That's what it's all about. And, you know, it's that reasons, those reasons that I decided to work with women, you know, because I feel like we live and breathe from our emotions. And so I've developed a program that's called the Self-Love Immersion Program. And I'm really proud of it because this is really helping women have powerful shifts in their ability to attract abundance and self-worth. And that is so important. And it's important to be able to, you know, break stress blocks and overcome challenges and take the stress and take the fear and everything that's holding you back from being your authentic self and use it for your greater good. And connect with your higher self. And I want to teach women about meditation and visualization and how all those things can really benefit their life, along with mindfulness, which has so many powerful components, which we're going to discuss that in another show. So I'm excited about that too. But that's what this program is going to entail. It's for spiritually aligned women who are really open to personal growth. They're ready to love and accept themselves for who they are. And if they're not feeling good about themselves and where their life is heading, then I want to talk to them, because I definitely have a lot of knowledge and love to share with them.
Well, great. We're looking forward to your future shows, next shows here on Journey into the Light Weekly. And today I know you wanted to talk about self-love, which is essential for the beginning of loving and helping others, because without that, you really can't really go out there and help others, because to help others, you got to have love for them, kind of like our homeless project that we do. You know, the reason I do it is I have love for those people, so I want to go out. But if I didn't have self-love for myself, I couldn't do that. I know that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so with self-love, it's all about really believing that you deserve to be loved, not only by yourself, but by those that are around you, and that you are an important person. You are here for a reason, and you have so many gifts and talents and personality traits that are bringing you so much joy. But we face serious challenges, and that's why self-love is so important. It's not about being egotistical or self-absorbed. It's about getting in touch with ourselves and our well-being and our happiness, and, you know, practicing self-love so that we can push through limiting beliefs and live a life that truly shines. I mean, live it our way, the way that really brings happiness and joy into our lives. And so there's so many ways to practice self-love, but I want to just bring up a few, because I just feel like it's so important for women to know all these different ways that they can love themselves, starting, you know, first thing in the morning. You know, first thing in the morning, you could be telling yourself really positive things, like anything at all that brings you joy. Like, I do affirmations in the morning. First thing I do when I look in the mirror, I'm brushing my teeth, I say, I love and accept myself for who I am. Anything that makes you smile, how lovely you look, how you handled a situation perhaps the day before, anything at all. Move your body. Every single day, it's important for us to just move around and not stay stagnant in one position, you know, because when we're moving around, that's releasing energy and releasing vibrations. It's raising our vibration. So that actually brings us a lot of feel-good emotions and makes us be aware of, you know, how amazing we are. So, you know, there's things like that that we can do. A mindfulness in the morning, just saying, I'm okay in this present moment. In this present moment, everything is great and I am at peace in this moment. And it's important to surround ourselves with people that we love, that encourage us, that remind us how amazing we are. We have to stop comparing ourselves to other people because there's nobody like us. So how can we compare ourselves to anybody? You know, it's the only person we should compare ourselves to is ourselves. And other things like leaving toxic relationships behind, because when we're around toxic people, we can definitely take on their negative energy, and that's just something that's going to change our mood instantly, bring us down to a low vibration, and then all of a sudden we're not happy. I mean, these are just some of the ways that we can love ourselves. I have so many that I use in my daily life, but I wanted to mention just some important ones right now and how important it is to love ourselves so we can. I always say that inward love to ourselves is outward love to everybody else. So when we can love ourselves unconditionally, then we can love others, and that's what's going to make the world go around, just like what you're doing with the homeless, Michael. And I think that's so wonderful that you're doing that.
Well, thank you. And I think, you know, you hit it on so many points there. You know, people who are toxic in your life, and most of us know who they are, they don't have our best good, and they never will. They never will be our supporters. So as I learned in my first couple years of doing this show, I had some, you know, good people around me, but I had some people that were, say they were my friends, but they were very toxic. And things really didn't get better for me until I just cut it off from them and said, I'm taking the people that I know are with me, and the rest I'm cutting loose, and I'm going on my way. And that's what I did, and I never looked back. I never looked back at the naysayers and the rumor mill, which is very big in media and things. So you have to just divest yourself. But it's that way anywhere, you know, in work, there's always the rumor mill. But you've got to take your friends who you know are your friends and stay with them, and people that, you know, will have your back and will give you props during the day. And I know my producer, Bonnie, is my rock. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. It sure is. And I've had to do the same in my own life, is remove the toxic people. And I mean, these are friendships that I've had for 13 years, but it comes to a point where you have to do what's best for you, what's, you know, for your greater good.
Right. If people contact you, how can they contact you, and then what will they find at your website?
So they can go to shannonhipson.ca, that's shannonhipson.ca. I have information about what it is that I do as a personal development, mindfulness, and self-love mentor. And I have information about myself, what it's like to work with me, essentially. And if they're interested in even just having a conversation, I do offer free discovery sessions. And they can book a discovery session right off of my website. It's a page called Discovery Session. And essentially, they just send me an email, just tell me a little bit about themselves and whatever struggles and adversities that they're facing right now. And within a short period of time, I will be getting back to them to set up a time where we can talk and discuss and see what kind of support that I could offer in their life, you know, because that's what's the main important factor for me, is that I can support somebody through whatever trials and tribulations they're facing right now, and help somebody to love themselves. That's the number one goal for me.
Okay, very good. We have it all listed here on the show page, folks, all the ways you can contact Shannon, and Shannon will be back next week with another great topic, and very much looking forward to each week. Shannon, you're a real delight. You really are. You're a blessing to the world, and a shining light, and just thank you for, you know, all that you do. It's really great.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It's important to, you know, to let people know that no matter what, it's about being of service to yourself and being of service to others. And my goal is, and purpose, I really feel, is to help as many women as I can in this lifetime love and accept themselves. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So thank you so much for saying those beautiful words.
Oh, my pleasure. I really mean them. So, okay. Well, have a happy, blessed Easter, and we'll see you back next Wednesday evening.
Wonderful. You too. Happy Easter.
Okay. Thanks, Shannon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Shannon's wonderful. Okay, everybody, this show is going to end, so everybody redial as we'll be joined in with the Nashville astrologer, psychic medium, taking your calls here in 1 minute, 30 seconds. Thank you for listening.